I'm Andrew McDermott, and this is a Wee In, a micro-episode of Simply Scottish, with a few minutes of commentary on a Scottish topic, followed by a song. At 10 minutes or less, our Wee Ins give you a quick Scottish fix that you can listen to virtually anytime and anywhere. Send me your comments, questions and suggestions via our website, simplyscottish.com. Today, an introduction to the life and work of Scottish author Nigel Tranter, who brought Scotland's history to life with over 60 historical novels. Nigel Tranter was born in Glasgow in 1909 and educated at George Heriot's in Edinburgh. As a child, he developed an interest in architecture and history. He went on cycling expeditions to the Scottish borders, peering over the walls of large estates to sketch castles and stately homes of all kinds. Around 1934, he published his first book, The Forticles and Early Mansions of Southern Scotland, illustrated with his own drawings. Soon after, his wife encouraged him to try his hand at a novel. He began writing children's books and romantic novels based in Scotland. His first major historical fiction novel was The Queen's Grace, published in 1953, detailing the life and times of Mary, Queen of Scots. In the 1960s, he published a 5-volume series on the fortified houses of Scotland, researching a whopping 663 castles for the project. Armed with this detailed knowledge, he began to lecture on Scottish history and continued to write. In the late 60s and early 70s, he published 3 novels about Robert the Bruce. The success of this trilogy encouraged him to bring to life even more of Scotland's historical figures, including William Wallace, King James II, 5th and 6th, the House of Stuart, Macbeth, Queen Margaret, King David I, Thomas the Rhymer, Somerled, Lord of the Isles, St. Columba, the Black Douglases, and more. All told, Tranter wrote 130 books. His historical novels were very popular, both in Scotland and around the world. They cover virtually every era in Scottish history, from the Druids and St. Columba in the 6th century, to the Highland Clearances of the 19th century, and the modern mystery of the Stone of Destiny. Here was a man who learned Scotland's rich history and architecture by researching it firsthand. His attention to detail and his ability to conjure up the Scotland of time past has assured that most of his books are still in print today. Tranter's writing process was remarkable. A typical day included handwritten notes on a morning walk around Aberlady Bay and Gullan Beach near his home in East Lothian. After lunch, he'd type up his notes, producing about 1,200 words. In the evening, he'd research the topic to be written about the next day. He used the same typewriter his whole career and refused to adopt the modern conveniences of a computer. Tranter's work is the real deal, thoroughly researched, skillfully crafted, and passionately written. He even found time to take a break away from Scottish history and write over a dozen westerns under the pen name Nye Treadgold. Now, I can't vouch for his westerns or children's tales, as I haven't read any yet. But I've read a few of his historical novels so far, including the Bruce trilogy and The Wallace, both of which I heartily recommend. To give you a taste of his prose, here's a brief excerpt from The Wallace, published by Coronet Books. It details Wallace's initial reaction as he and his companions come across the aftermath of a massacre ordered by King Edward of England. For long moments he stood so, and his companions scarcely drew breath. Then, suddenly jerking both hands higher still, he reached over in a single swift and sure movement, above and behind his bare head, to whip out with the harsh shriek of steel the mighty two-handed sword sheathed at his back. In a great sweeping arc he brought its 5 feet of length over and down, and as its tip nearly reached the ground, released his grip on its hilt to catch it again expertly, halfway down the broad blade, and so to raise it aloft before him, cross-shaped hilt and guard forming the sacred symbol. There he held it, still, unspeaking, and no sound save the faint residual crackle of fire and the ululant howling of a hound in its desolation broke the hush of the warm afternoon. Unspoken, the fearsome fatal vow was made, there in the quiet green Ayrshire valley. Unspoken because it required no words, no detail, no explanation. For life and death, forever, for eternity, the vow was made. Tranter died in January 2000, age 90. In addition to being a great author, he was also a patriot and supporter of Home Rule for Scotland. He lived to see the opening of the Scottish Parliament, something he had campaigned for since the 1950s. This Weeian is designed merely to whet your appetite for Tranter's amazing stories. Do yourself a favour and pick one up soon. You'll find many online at places like Amazon. You might also check your local library or bookstore. For more episodes of Simply Scottish and to get in touch, visit simplyscottish.com or find us on iTunes. Connect with other listeners by following the show on Facebook or Twitter. To conclude, here's a lovely piece of music by Celtic fusion group Skydance, formed in 1996 by fiddler Alistair Fraser and featuring the bagpipes of Eric Rigler. This is Bannockburn. For Simply Scottish, I'm Andrew McDermott. Cheers.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content, copyright, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.